guy that was made for the Browning DAR and give them back to him.
Okay, good. Well, thanks for the education. Like I said, I'm a user of them, but interesting. So it sounds like you got a heck of a little production line setup thing going there. That's great.
I just take a lot of time. I pull the bullet back out and resize the brass and clean the primer pockets and deburr the necks. And it's just time consuming when you do them all. It just takes a lot of time. And I hope I have a little of that time to do that. I'll hang in there till it's done.
Drop so nothing times up. Okay, very good. So how much do you think you save? You probably know as well or better than I do, ammo prices are just through the freaking roof anymore, but how much do you think you'd save by doing it yourself versus just buying it from a retailer, like, 25%, 50% more? Any idea?
Yeah, Ralph, right now the price of powder and primers and slugs and that stuff, and if you figure your time worth anything, I don't think a guy saves anything. The only thing he can hope for is that he can make his bullet more accurate and for hunting and target shooting. I don't think a guy can save anything now at the price. They've got stuff price so high that I don't think you can save anything reload.
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah, I never really thought of it. I guess it makes sense. I never really thought that the bullet would actually contribute to the accuracy. If you pack them more, you think they'll go further. That was something I always felt was kind of intuitive, but I didn't realize that it actually affected the accuracy of the gun.
Yeah, them guys that are really into the competition and stuff, they're good on that brass, being probably the same brass, the same length,